Every so often, a production comes along that takes you on a soul-searching journey. Virginia Rupp's current offering, The Color Purple, is that production. The musical grabs you from the first note sung on stage. A story of human survival, it centers on Celie, a young Black woman that endures heartbreaking hardships. She's raped in her early teens and has to give up her babies. Then she is forced into a relationship with Mister that is riddled with physical, emotional, and verbal abuse. She is stripped of her dignity and severed from the sister she loves, but through it all, she prevails and grows stronger. It is a powerful story of faith, questioning it and eventually embracing it once again. It's a story of love and loving yourself, and it's so well done. Director Chase Niffen has outdone himself in this production. It is seamless in movement, character, and staging. It is a vocal juggernaut that sweeps you into the moment, and his casting choices are brilliant. The large cast is packed with amazing talent and abundant energy. There are no weak links. The action moves at a steady but comfortable pace that allows you to savor every moment. Singling out performances is difficult because of the level of talent in the show, but here goes. Josh Maron delivers a lighthearted and energetic performance as Mr. Son Harpo. His interactions with Desiree Root Centeio, who plays the defiant and self-assured Sophia, are lively and touching. Centeio provides a powerful and moving performance that shines in her musical triumph, Hell No. Carolyn Minor Daughtry is very convincing as Shug Avery, a confident woman who is a magnet for male suitors. Gerald Solomon brings a massive voice and a gritty honesty to his role as Celie's abusive husband, Mister. His rendition of Mister's song brings down the house. But it is Felicia Curry, who plays Celie, that is the heart and soul of this production. Her sincere portrayal elicits both smiles and tears. Her vocal performances hit the mark with perfect precision every time. By the end of her solo, I'm Here, you will be on your feet cheering. Praise also goes to Sue Griffin for her spot-on costumes, Joe Doran for his effective lighting, and Ron Keller for a set design that truly sets the stage for this production. The Color Purple is not to be missed. It is Broadway caliber, and it's right here in Richmond. It is uplifting and mesmerizing. The show runs through August 3rd at November Theater. For JoanTuppence.com, this is Joan with One Woman's View.